Hi,
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Anita, and I keep on messing up with, I've always got to start this thing 10 seconds earlier, and I apologize for it. But this is Rambles, and I'm Anita, and today's episode, yay, I have a sort of kind of sponsor, one of my friends, Miss Takara Allen, who does The Insane Beauty. She's a makeup artist in South Carolina. She has a Facebook page, a Twitter, and her style sheet. Her Facebook and her Twitter are under The Insane, like Insane in the Membrane, that's how I remember it. But it's The Insane Beauty, and her style sheet is under T-O-C-C-A-R-A Allen. So if you have any makeup that needs to be done, you can look at her work. She's really good, and I'm not just saying that because I'm her friend. I don't even wear makeup like that, and that's part of the reason she never asked me for makeup. I don't ask her to do it. Well, I did ask her. That's a whole other story, and it wasn't a no. It was a, okay, when I get married, I need you to do my makeup kind of thing. I'm not getting married. So, also, more changes have come to the show. Starting this year, I will be doing 2 episodes a month. So, and I did change the episode because originally it was going to be Cajun King, but I don't feel like talking about that because my friends have heard me vent about the man enough. So today's episode is about self-preservation. More importantly, why self-preservation is not selfish. I know that goes against everything people have been taught, especially women, because it's like, how dare you want 5 seconds to yourself when you're a mother and you are just horrible and selfish and you get this guilt. And let's face it, as a female, that's the one weapon women have over men. And you feel this guilt when it comes to being selfish, to trying to preserve yourself. Like, why? If you're not doing it for a negative reason, which we will go into later, why should people make you feel guilty for trying to take care of yourself? Because if you can't take care of yourself, how the hell, in words of RuPaul, how the hell are you going to take love somebody else? And in this case, how the hell are you going to take care of somebody else? I mean, you're sick, you're miserable, your body's misanthropy, your soul is dying. The only thing you're going to do is, like, infect everybody else with this unhealthiness. What good is it? It's not any good. It's just infecting people with misery and blah. And also, if anybody just feels like they disagree or maybe agree with it, the guest call-in number is 213-943-3495. Again, that number is 213-943-3495. But back to my little tangent that I have 11 minutes to talk about. So with self-preservation, taking care of yourself. You can't take care of anybody else when you can't take care of you. Even on airplanes, put your mask on first. Like, it does go against everything because you're talking, put your your child, your husband's needs above, but if you can't breathe, how are you going to effectively put their mask on? That's something to think about. Like, you're dying, you're holding this mask. I mean, visualizing, which is a wonderful joy and gift of the human imagination. Visualize you're on a plane, you're dying, you're coughing, you're gagging, your child is next to you. Your instinct is to put it on first, but if you're like gagging and rolling over and you can barely reach and take care of yourself, how can you put the mask on your child? Nobody likes to, and it is a horrible thing to say, but most of you are dying because you can't take care of you. You can't put your mask on. And once it's on, then you have the stillness, well, maybe not stillness, but the center, your emotional center, to be able to be efficient. And that's what it comes down to, being efficient. It is efficient and healthy to take care. It may be 5 seconds of sitting in a corner humming a song, like
Training Station.
I'm a big RuPaul fan. Or maybe 5 minutes of an Elton John's Your Song is something to center you and make it you can take care of yourself. And also, because you have to. That's the one thing. You have to take care of yourself. Nobody else is going to. And also, nobody else is going to know how if you don't even know how. That's another thing nobody mentions. If I have no idea how to take care of myself, how can I tell somebody how to take care of me? They may try to, but the only thing they're going to do is frustrate me, frustrate themselves, and waste a non-renewable resource, which is time. So make it easy on everybody else. This is how I take care of myself. This is how I nurture myself. I've learned this since being out of the uterus. This is how I take care of myself. I have to keep myself together. And whatever that together is, it may be word finds, it may be reading, but I have an ability to look after me. Words of Savage Garden, make sure I look out for me. That doesn't mean I negatively impact somebody else. That is not my intent. When I say look out for me, and that song had a different one with that lyric, but that's not the point. That's not what I'm trying to base that off of. My point is, when it comes to self-preservation, doing what is in my own good in order to be a better person to my community or my chasm or my universe. And I know people say, oh, the universe doesn't revolve. No, but I shape the lives of the people in my life. So if I'm going back to what I said earlier, if I'm unhappy, I'm infecting everything and everybody around me with this mood and this unhealthiness because I haven't looked out for me. I haven't done what is necessary to function properly. It might be sleep. It might be having calmness. It's not fair to make other people unhappy because I can't take care of me and to give them the burden of taking care of me. That is actually, when you think about it, that's actually more selfish than looking out for me because I am burdening, I am putting a burden on somebody else to look after me when I am actually capable because sometimes I think I have my right mind. I don't think in a straight line, so that's what I say. But if I'm in my right mind and I'm healthy, why don't I look after me? And like I said, the guest calling, if you have any other views or agreements, you can more than welcome to call 213-943-3495. I have to look out for me, but not at the cost of infecting somebody else. If I feel like I'm to the point where I cannot take care of me and I am endangering myself, I will be endangering everybody else. And it's not jumping off a cliff or pulling a Susan Smith, you know, even though she didn't kill herself, would have saved the taxpayers money, not being mean, but it's true. But the people who I can't take it, so I ask for help. Maybe it is giving the kids away for like 5 hours. It's like, I cannot take it. I am burning out. I cannot do this. I need to take care of me. And as a mother, it's almost like it's like you're an unfit mother for wanting that. It's like, how are you unfit for wanting to create a better parent, for a better mother for your child? That makes no sense. It's not like you're going to get drunk. You're simply going to recharge your battery, your chakra, or whatever you choose to call it, so you can come back and have a sensible and calm mind. So you can be the parent who can read your child a story without twitching in front of them. I mean, can you imagine looking at your parent having an anxiety attack and you're helpless and you don't know what to do because mommy is frazzled? That's not healthy. That is selfish for somebody else. that is they're imposing their ideals, and let's face it, they're probably drugged up themselves because they didn't know how to take care of themselves. And going back to an earlier episode, getting mental help is not selfish. It's not a stigma. It is, I can't take this. I need help. I need to do that. And as a parent, that is teaching your children, hey, you have to, in order to be a better person, you may have to walk away. You have to take time to be, to preserve your sanity because nobody else is going to. They're not going to, and not because they don't want to. They may choose, but they may not know how. There are books on it, but those books are only, are like an outline in pencil. They don't have the qualifications because they haven't lived your life. So how can these books fully tell you how to recharge yourself? They haven't went through your experiences, your humiliating moment in second grade that you like, that only your classmates who are in the room know about. Those books don't have that. They only have a guideline, but you still have to fill in the blanks and tie the ribbon on it and tell the people how to take care of you, not in a negative way. It's more of, hey, I need this from you. And that is sometimes that's a very hard thing. I need help. I need for you to take care of yourself because I can't efficiently take care of you. It's not a horrible thing to say. And yet people say, don't say you can't. It's like you're running on fumes. You can, but you can't do it well. That's the key. Yeah, I mean, you can do anything you want to. I mean, for 5 seconds, if you jump off a cliff, you're fine. That doesn't mean you're doing it well. And then you crash, and then you cause a burden on everybody else because they're going to take care of you, and it's going back to it. So when you preserve yourself, you're doing more for the good. You can come back recharged, refreshed, rejuvenated, and able to be the better mom, wife, daughter, because you figured out on your own without mom, dad, husband, which is not their responsibility because it's self. The first thing in it is self. So that is on you. And nobody really likes the concept of accountability, but it's free will. That goes to free will and whether or not you believe the whole story, whether or not you believe in the Bible, because some people do, some people don't. But the basic concept is your free will. And this is a time to exercise your free will and express, I need to look out for me. I need to look out for me so I can be better for everybody else. And maybe if it was said like that, it could turn out better. That does not mean being malicious. It means being kind and finding that balance of it, which is another thing. It's sort of hard to do because you're not really taught to look out for your own best interest in a positive, and I just had a 90-second thing. People are not taught to do it in a healthy way, but a healthy way is I feel like I'm burning down and I know in my heart and my soul I can't take this. I need to step away. I need to do what is healthy and not burn myself. That doesn't mean I burn you to prevent myself from burning. That doesn't mean I intentionally go out and cause maliciousness on you. You know, I take from you when I don't need to take from you. Now, it means I keep for me so I can be better at giving to you. I hope that really makes sense for you because, well, it's something that I felt like needed to be talked about, and I would like to thank the insane beauty, Ms. Takara Allen, for, you know, letting me underwrite it. I haven't done it since, like, college, so that's, like, almost 9 years. So this is Rambles. I'm Anita, and like I said, if you could check out on Facebook or Twitter, The Insane Beauty, and thank you for listening to my show. I will have a show again in 2 weeks. So I hope you guys enjoy your Sunday. Thank you and goodbye.